The fourth, we believe that all men are created
equal.
The magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
I think like this is a political prosecution. It has to be, right? Like that's the only way it could be happening right now is if they're going after him politically. The only other option is that Donald Trump lost by 7 million votes and is a loser who can't deal with the fact that he lost the election because he based his whole personality on being a winner and calling people losers. So
you think his attitude, his approach, his personality is what
is what got us in this mess in the first place, potentially, or I'm just going to choose to believe that the election was stolen and everything that he says, because I kind of like base my whole personality on supporting Donald Trump. So I'm not going to maybe accept the option.
Sarcasm lives, everybody. Sarcasm lives. Woohoo! I love the good liars. That is just like so on point, so amazing, so incredible. But here's a little detail for you. This is just, I don't even know how many people are realizing that this is going to happen on Saturday. Donald Trump is going to hold his first political rally on Saturday, his first presidential campaign rally on Saturday. Do you know where he has chosen to land? Do you know where he's going to hold his first political rally to kick off his 2024 election cycle, his election rallies? Waco. Waco, Texas. Waco, Texas. I don't know if it's because it's a rallying cry for the uber right-wing Christian nationalists. I don't know if it's because it's a rallying cry for the uber right-wing Christian nationalist pedophiles. If it's a rallying cry for the uber right-wing Christian nationalist pedophile militia guys. Is it a right-wing shout-out to the white Christian nationalist pedophile cult-membered anti-government? There's just like so many reasons. The one that I choose to explain to myself about why the president would go to Waco during the 30-year anniversary of the Waco disaster, the Waco apocalypse, is because he knows it's going to go up in flames too.
I like that cult angle. I'm going to burn this thing to the ground and you're going to burn with me.
But what is it? Why, you know, everything, you know, that when Republicans kick off their campaign, like, for instance, I don't know if anybody even understands that Ronald Reagan kicked off his political life, his political presidential life in Philadelphia, Mississippi, like a, you know, desegregationist hothouse for, you know, hellish segregationists, you know, to send a message to the silent majority. I don't know. But that he picked Waco, I mean, Waco, which was, you know, the Branch Davidians, for those of you who don't remember this particular cult, they were an offshoot of the Seventh-day Adventists. And the things that I can see that David Koresh, the cult leader, has in common with Donald Trump is David Koresh also thought he was the Lord. David Koresh also thought he was the Mashiach, the Messiah. He did. He thought he was the Mashiach. He thought he was the Messiah. But also the whole contretemps at Waco, the whole thing, it was like a major standoff. It went on for more than a month. I think 50 some odd days, 51. Somebody will look it up and tell me. All I could tell you is Netflix, which you'll like, Brett, is going to do a three-part documentary into what went on at Waco.
Yeah, I saw that. I cannot wait. Last handful of Waco docs have been great. This one's got a lot of expectations, so I'm really excited.
Well, the ones that I saw before, one of them was put out by the NRA, trying to express that everybody had a right to stockpile weaponry in a cult-like scenario with apocalyptic followers and a cult leader that thought he was God, was molesting the children, calling it Bible study. I mean, this is what the NRA...
And you were right, 51 days.
51 days. Okay, so there was this standoff in Waco that lasted 51 days. Bill Clinton was the president. Janet Reno was the attorney general of the United States. What happened there started because David Koresh was being served a warrant for his arrest. And the shots were fired by David Koresh from inside the compound. This is what led to the standoff. So again, did he choose Waco because of white Christian nationalists who get served warrants, who are also pedophiles and celebrate the militia movement, the stockpiling of weapons, and are in a cult, or because it all went up in flames in the end, which is what's going to happen to this Trump campaign? Because you know what? He lied again. Remember, everybody's like on indictment watch. This media, I got to tell you, you know, thank God I'm part of an independent effort to right the wrongs that is corporate media, because I have to tell you, they have been on indictment watch since Friday with absolutely no information that is reliable about when, what, where, who, if, or even if the grand jury is going to indict Donald Trump. They're going off of Donald Trump's own self-reportage that he's going to be arrested on Tuesday. Well, today is Tuesday. See you next Tuesday, I guess, Trump. Yeah, go ahead, write that down. See you next Tuesday, Trump. See what happens in your mind when you write that down. It's like a Fox News, a vowel movement away from what it does to the news. It's one of those. It's a word, you know, Wordle. Yeah, it's like Wordle. No, it's nothing like Wordle. But anyway, I mean, Waco, really? And you know, I mean, the right wing, you know, that's who he's trying to appeal to. But in what weird way? Like, which aspect of the Waco standoff is calling to Donald Trump to come to Waco? You know, what part of it is the part that he's trying to, show this, you know, lunatic fringy, you know, this lunatic cult of his that he's got this. You know what I mean? Like, what part of it? Is it the pedophilia? Is it the, you know, serving of a warrant that turned into a violent apocalypse? Is it the white Christian nationalist stockpiling of weapons thing? Is it the pedophilia? I really don't know. I really don't know. But I will tell you that tons of militia guys, tons of right-wing Christian nationalists have pointed to Waco as being their inspo. I hate to say it. Timothy McVeigh, he actually, the guy who bombed the Oklahoma City bombing, did the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995, he actually, that killed 168 people. He had driven to Waco. He went there before he was Timothy McVeigh. He went to Waco where he distributed pro-gun, anti-government literature. And then a few years later, an upstart Austin talk show host in his delicate 20s at the time led a group of his volunteer, you know, militia to the site of Waco to build the chapel that David Koresh gave his Bible studies in, where he molested children, by the way. And that right-wing talk show host, who was only in his 20s at the time, from Austin, is Alex Jones. So Waco is a very specific right-wing trigger for crazy people. And so of all the cities in America, Donald Trump has picked this one. And he's picked it during the 30th anniversary of the apocalypse that we now call Waco. Train whistle, anybody? Dog whistle, bullhorn, what are you going to call that? I mean, but what is he signaling? What part of it is he signaling? Burn it to the ground, white nationalism, I don't know. White Christian nationalists, pedophile militia members in a cult who want to burn it all down. I guess that's the inspiration for Donald Trump going to Waco this Saturday, by the way, this Saturday. How sick, how twisted. And like I said, it's Tuesday and he's not getting arrested today. Do you know how I know? The same way the mainstream media knows. They're not in session today, the grand jury.